This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 7, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section. Below is a write-up from the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards event held last week. The event was fun, entertaining, and moving in stories about the Scouts. I encourage you to watch the video and make a donation if you are so moved. The debate happened on Sunday night between Senator Kelly Loeffler and her opponent, Reverend Raphael Warnock. It was not much of a debate as debates go. It is safe to say Senator Loeffler was not on her high school's debate team. The election is meaningful and entertaining. Senator Loeffler used Attila the Hun in a commercial and a political action committee opposing her, and fellow Senator David Perdue gave them the Grinch treatment in a political video. Both of them are repped for their trading of stocks during the pandemic. You can forget about the Christmas cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines. They have canceled all cruises until February 2021. The U.S. recorded more than 10,000 deaths from COVID-19 over a four-day period. We have had no new donations to our JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign in a few days. Help support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Among other announcements, Intercontinental Exchange today announced that its board of directors has elected Chantella Shand Cooper and Mark Mulhern as new directors effective December 4th, 2020. The elections increased the ICE board of directors to 14 members, including 5 women and 9 men, Sarah Rudolph reported. Grayscale Investments saw all-time highs in trading volume for its two SEC-regulated cryptocurrency funds, the Grayscale Bitcoin Investment Trust, GBTC, and the Grayscale Ethereum Investment Trust, ETHE, in November, Matt Rabel reports. The House of Representatives last week passed legislation to decriminalize cannabis on a federal level, removing it from the U.S. Controlled Substances Act by a 228-164 vote. The bill is not expected to pass the Republican-controlled Senate, but the House vote is another step forward in the slow march towards federal legalization of marijuana. For a unique take on the process, see Friday's Pan Exchange blog post on the subject, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here are some more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Here's the story I wrote about the LaSalle Street Dinner. The LaSalle Street Dinner, the LaSalle Street After Hours Affair, the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards. Those are all the derivations of 49 years of the Chicago Financial District congregating together to raise funds for scouting in Chicago. Last night, the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards event became a virtual event, and the participants gathered on Zoom to celebrate the industry's support of scouting. You can see the video on johnlothiannews.com. Also, this week on The Spread, SoftBank ditches a controversial options investment, the CME becomes the new king of Bitcoin derivatives, and more. Matt Rabel's The Spread. Watch it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Reuters. Fact checked, RFID microchips will not be injected with the COVID-19 vaccine. Altered video features Bill and Melinda Gates and Jack Ma. A video shared over 27,100 times on Facebook implies that the COVID-19 vaccine will contain a tracking microchip that will be injected in individuals that receive the COVID-19 vaccine once it is ready. This is false. My comment, if an RFID microchip is good enough for my dog. Here are the top 3 most read stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was JLN's FIA Asia V, Our Data and Technology, the New Drivers for the Business by Jeff Bergstrom. Second was our MarketsWiki page on Tim Gitz of Quantitative Brokers. Third was the Wall Street Journal's Future of London Finance at Stake in Brexit Fight. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site has 194,506,146 pages viewed, with 24,652 pages on the site. There have been 227,149 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.